Unit 6. Mr. Nintendo.
Satoru Iwata is not a household name, but he should be. Most people, however, would recognize his brain children, the Nintendo DS and the Wii. These two game systems completely changed the world of gaming. It's hard to imagine gaming without them, but amazingly, the DS and Wii almost didn't happen. It is only thanks to the innovative ideas of Iwata that we have these systems today. Satoru Iwata was made the CEO of Nintendo in 2002. At that time, the video game market was suffering, and Nintendo was having trouble with its sales. Iwata thought that a change in strategy was due. Previously, the strategy in the game industry was to keep making the same kinds of games and consoles, but just improve their power and complexity. However, Iwata didn't just want to attract dedicated gamers. He wanted to bring in new kinds of players to video gaming. How was he going to do that? He decided to change the very concept of video games. Iwata wanted to make video games easier to pick up and more relevant to people's lives. Out of this idea came the Nintendo DS. People interacted more directly with the game by using a touchscreen instead of just a set of buttons. Iwata took this idea to the extreme with the motion-based Wii. Now, just by using natural body movements, players can enjoy playing all sorts of games. The kinds of games produced changed as well. Along with the regular role-playing game, RPG, action, and sport games, new kinds of games were designed. Some of these new games, like Brain Age, improved thinking abilities. Others, like Wii Fit, improved fitness. This has brought in a new age of gaming. Everyone, from grandparents to their grandchildren, seems to be playing Nintendo products. With all that we have seen so far, we can only wonder what is next for Iwata. Surely it will be something groundbreaking.